due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh! See? I just can't stand!
Yeet!
It's about time you did something, right?
Who in the hell do you think you are?
You ain't Godzilla or King Kong, because I'm both!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Acknowledge me!
Yeah!
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Damn!
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, I am not Nikki Haman.
Are you sure about that?
Last I checked. That's my co-host, Stat Boy Josh Henniker. I am Jason Block. This is the NAWC for the weekend of June 21st, 2025. Wow, we've got a lot of stuff going on, and we needed a third guy, and he's all the way across the planet, and that's Bad News Beeman. Shane, how are you?
Yeah, doing very well, thank you.
So we need to start off with Raw, and there were a bunch of things that happened.
Yes.
But the main thing that happened, at least in my eyes, is the absolute freak injury.
Yes.
At the beginning of the Kairi Sane-Liv Morgan match, and my dad and I watched this on Netflix, I believe the day after, you know, because we had other things we had to deal with.
Yeah.
And it was just insane. I mean, you know, it was just insane. It was the first move. It was just out of nowhere.
It was a dragon screw leg whip. And Liv just... She didn't land wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. It just happened. Her shoulder has been torn. Dislocated.
Yeah, she is out... Or at least, you know, I would say maybe towards next WrestleMania, we don't know.
Yeah, the absolute minimum, the early thoughts were 14 to 16 weeks. No, that was before we knew the full scope of the problem. This problem is at least a six-monther, if not longer. She's probably out for the rest of the year.
Right, maybe a return at the Royal Rumble? Possibly.
Maybe. And even then... Who knows? But also, we also now know Raquel is likely, I think, has been guaranteed to lose the titles that Liv and her held.
I would think so.
There was talk about vacating the belts, but apparently now they're just going with the original plan that I talked about previously, which was just putting the belt on Roxanne. Putting them on Roxanne and doing Raquel and Roxanne.
Okay. I would have hoped to see that eventually. I just wish it wasn't like this.
Yeah, exactly. And this, first of all, this is, I mean, no good. There is no good time for an injury. Not a good time for an injury. But Liv was on a roll. She has had a great... last, I would say, 18 months?
Maybe a little longer, but yeah, about 18 months since last year's WrestleMania, if not right before.
Yeah, and she, you know, she's on the come up. She's filmed that movie in Japan.
Bad Lieutenant.
Right, and I think, she canceled Fanatics Fest. By the way, more on Fanatics Fest later.
Yes.
But this awful... And again, this, you know, and of course the fucking number threes, they're like, oh, Kairi Sane is dangerous. She's injured.
This wasn't a Nia Jax-esque situation where Nia has been sloppy. Nia has been, you know, injury-laden or has injured people. This one was not like that. This was, simply put, something that probably just got worn out over time, and it finally happened. That's all.
Exactly. But This is actually one of the top stories of the year, really.
Yeah.
Real, because Liv is one of, I would say, one of the top five women in WWE right now.
Really? Overall, yeah, I think you're about right. Because don't know who else to put above her right off the top of my head. Though there's probably
Rhea, Charlotte,
Becky. I would put her ahead of Charlotte and Nikki. Mainly because Charlotte and Nikki haven't been around for most of the last 6 months. They only came back recently-ish. So, honestly, it's Liv, and I don't know who else.
We will see. I mean, put it to you this way. We will see a lot of women in about 3 weeks in Evolution. Believe me, you.
Ah, okay? The apology for blood money. Gotcha.
For the women. Pretty much. But then we have the most controversial thing to happen this week. Just hear me out.
I understand, but
let's just talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Okay? So, Gunther shows up and basically says, you know, Jay, I respect you. You know, you did great. But I, you know, it's like, who's, you know, we need competition. And then Goldberg shows up, limps to the ring and says, you're next. And he gets a World Heavyweight Championship shot at Saturday night's main event. Now,
July 12th in Atlanta, which is going to be counter programming for AEW All in Texas.
Well, All In, not necessarily counter programming afterwards, because All In has been moved to 3 p.m.
Oh, interesting. And nice to see that AEW finally realized not starting the show at 8 o'clock and having a 5-hour deal is a game breaker for many people. It took them long enough.
Yeah. But everyone's going, why the fuck does Goldberg get a shot? And I agree with them.
Simple.
But I understand.
He's Goldberg. That's why.
Yeah, Goldberg, that's why. And Gunther, by the way, said, yeah, I'll spare 3 minutes. Which was pretty funny on his Instagram.
That might be, you know, a little bit short.
Shane, what's your thoughts on this?
I understand it from a business standpoint, because they were talking about doing this for ages. Like, hell, it was even rumored to be happening for SummerSlam, Gunther versus Goldberg, for Goldberg's last match. But looks like they've pushed it to Saturday night main event, and there's actually a lot of possibilities to go with this. Like, I'm not mad at it, but I just hope we get the correct result.
Well, there could be two correct results, okay? There are many quote-unquote correct results, because our good friend Seth Rollins, again, who also appeared at Fanatics Fest on multiple occasions, has the Money in the Bank book. Okay. The most interesting one is that Goldberg actually wins. Okay. Gunther puts him to sleep. Seth Rollins cashes in. Boom. Seth gets the title. Gunther looks strong. What do you think?
No, definitely does not look strong, because if Goldberg beats him, and with Goldberg matches, and we've seen him do it to Lesnar, if he beats him in under 3 minutes, and then you have Seth come out just to cash in, it will make Gunther look weak and as a transitional champion, which is Not the best way to go about it. If you're gonna do this correctly, have Gunther beat Goldberg clean. I don't care whether it's by a tap out or pins him 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have that be Goldberg's swan song. Both men shake hands in the ring, signifying Gunther's face turn. Seth comes out. The Seth and co. come out and destroy Gunther, and Seth cashes in, takes the title away from Gunther, setting up for Seth versus Gunther at SummerSlam. A heel Seth versus face Gunther.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
I like that too. I honestly
because I've actually got I've actually got a larger picture involved with it.
Ah, the bigger picture.
Yes, because Gunther's obviously going to need help with this. So,
with Seth? Yeah,
with Seth and co, what better help could he get rather than getting re-help from Ludwig Kaiser? Who?
You mean a face Imperium?
Yeah, face Imperium.
But the question is, setting up would they get, or would it be just those two, or would they get another person? Because remember, Giovanni Vinci and Danny Burch are no longer part of the WWE at all. So
correct. But there is an old rival of Gunther's who is
who is
medically cleared.
Wait a minute. And are you talking about some guy who may or may not be a lobster head?
Ilya Dragunov.
Oh, yes!
Forgot
about him.
He is
cleared. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see a reforming of Imperium with Ilya as the third member, and them facing off against Seth and co.
Huh. That would be interesting.
But we'll see if my prediction's correct in the meantime and see if they do go with Gunther beating him clean.
Yeah. So with that, I think we've kind of scrubbed everything on that, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so. And the two big quarterfinal matches that were there. And by the way, Corey Graves was excellent with Michael Cole. Pat McAfee is still trying to will the Indiana Pacers into a Game 7 win tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Asuka faces Alexa Bliss on SmackDown. More on that.
Yep, she did win her quarterfinal match, and so did Jey Uso. And Jey will be facing off against Cody Rhodes this coming Monday on Raw.
That's going to be epic.
Yes.
That's a pay-per-view quality match right now.
Yes, and winner of that will go on to Blood Money. I mean, Night of Champions. Yeah.
Yes. So you didn't have it on NXT?
Whole lot outside of Evolution qualifiers and Blake Monroe getting put through a table by Fatal Attraction.
Yes.
Or Fatal Influence, whatever their name is. I don't.
Pro Wrestling Transcriptions. Yes, because I need to get that for later. Okay.
Yes, you do. Because there is a big one, there are two that might need
which
them.
One
but
do
the
you
problem
want
is,
one do you...
I'd have to look up the other one because it's not immediately
available. Which
one is
available. The other one?
All Elite Wrestling.
I have that one too, I think.
Not on there, but it is on Reddit. I know it is.
Hello.
And I've got it.
Okay, you're correct. This guy only does WWE stuff.
Yes.
So, could you send it to me? Because I do speak Spanish.
Actually, I had it in... Okay. Just so that everybody knows what he said. Let me see if I can find it. Because I don't know if... there is a straight one that I have. Or can find immediately. And it doesn't look like it.
Let me see. Hangman. Because Hangman was in Mexico City.
As well as the rest of the crew, because they were at CMLL.
Yes. Now, I actually have, hopefully, the full transcription here. I'm hoping.
It is, the one I have sent you is the one that is translated.
Where did you send it to?
Podcast record room. Right underneath the notes.
Ah, okay. So this is, and he said this fully in Spanish, which I think is kind of cool because...
Yes, it's wild. Because, admittedly, goes, I did not expect this from him.
He goes, "Hi, my name is Hangman, and I want to apologize for my Spanish because it's not the best. It's a little better than much gringos, so I will try. When I was young, my family had a tobacco farm, and every summer, like six men would come from Ruiz, Ayan, Nayarit to work," says their names.
If I remember right, it's a few guys, and those are Tres Miguels, mm-hmm. as he said.
And they taught me about Mexico. They were hard workers, honest, and cared for their families. They taught that we are all better when we work together. That's why I want to say thank you. Thank you for having us in your house tonight. Thank you for this collaboration between AEW and CMLL. When we work together, we can change the world. Now, we'll talk about our champion, John Moxley. I'm sorry I don't have a match tonight, and I'm not allowed to be in the same arena during the match, but nobody said anything about after the match. So after that, I will beat his ass. Until then, thank you for everyone here in Arena Mexico, and I'll see you soon. MJF also pulled an Art Bar against Mystico, too, by the way.
Yeah. But, yeah, seeing that or hearing that promo from Hangman, that was a... holy crap, this guy's good.
Yeah.
And honestly, he needs to win it all in Texas, get this program over with, get the Death Riders broken up, and let's turn it to the next chapter.
I hope so. I truly hope so.
That's However, there is somebody who got another belt again.
Hey, Shane. Mercedes Hogan, I mean Monet, is up to six belts. Six titles.
Yeah, don't get me started on that bullshit.
Well, we want to. That's why we said. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And we went. It's
ridiculous.
Shane, before you do it. Josh, let's name them again. CMLL, TBS, Rev Pro, what was it? EV.
Is there a pro wrestling... Does she hold the Pro Wrestling Eve title? Hold on. She is currently the New Japan Strong Champion. Oh, here it is. There it is. The AEW TBS Champion. The New Japan Strong Women's Champion. The Rev Pro Undisputed British Women's Champion. The Owen Hart Cup winner, which... Isabel and a cup.
That's not a title to me.
Yeah, it isn't. EWA Women's Championship and CMLL World Women's Championship. Come July 12th, she's going for another in the AEW Women's World Championship.
I don't think she's going to get it.
I hope she doesn't get it. She don't need it. She needs to, you know... This almost year and a half to 2 year undefeated streak is annoying. The only way I like it is if, you know, you're a face, to be honest. Because heels winning forever and ever, cheating and winning is annoying as hell. Those belts need to be broken up, sent back to the original companies, and Mercedes needs to get some humility in her life.
You know, everyone's saying, "Oh, she's the Women's Wrestler of the Year so far." No.
No. That's still timeless. Followed quickly by, I would assume, Rhea and Liv. Mercedes might be fourth.
Holy shit! Izzy is wrestling her first steel cage match tonight.
We're talking about Izzy Moreno, the 18-year-old wonderkind, right?
Yes, if, against Mila Moore. It's going to be on Triller right now.
What company?
IWC, International Wrestling Cartel.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, my brain was thinking for half a sec. Wait a minute. Is my friend doing the or the announcing for that show? No, he isn't. To the best of my knowledge, anyway. Because that guy, our pod, is everywhere. Excuse me. Nope, okay, he is not.
So,
anyways.
So, moving on to SmackDown.
Okay? Yes. First because... up, though, we have to make a little bit of a note about what has been heard and what's coming up the schedule for USA Network.
Because
come Independence Day night, July 4th, it is looking like SmackDown is going back to 2 hours. For that night, at least, if not permanently.
Are you okay with that? I mean, are you okay with that? Because
yes, beyond okay. 3 hours is too long for a wrestling show.
So you're saying the 2.5 hours on Netflix is okay?
It depends. Because the thing is, on Netflix, they can control how short or how long they are. And because it's on Netflix, they can be a lot more killer with a lot less filler. On USA, you have to have commercial breaks every so often, which means a 2-hour show becomes an hour 24 before you know it.
Right.
On Netflix, you don't have prescribed breaks. The breaks happen when they happen. You don't have to break away from action if you don't want to. I don't know if they don't.
Well, I'm 2 hours. Let's see what happens. I mean, I've been enjoying the 3 hours, but I do feel that it stretches a little bit. Shane, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm in agreement. Like, you can tell with the audiences, too, they sort of die down after the second hour. Yeah. If they've been given too much, so. So, yeah, I reckon 2 hours is perfectly fine.
Right on.
So, so we have the King of the Ring finals with Asuka.
Yep, half of it confirmed. Asuka is in the women's side of Queen of the Ring. Randy Orton has won the men's side of King of the Ring. So he's in the finals as well.
I was a little shocked on that, actually. But I understand the story given
who, yes.
You know, because let's just say Cody Rhodes beats Jey Uso. It's a rematch of Legacy.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And on the other side of the women's final,
it will be Roxanne Perez and Jade Cargill duking it out to get to Asuka. I expect Roxanne to win. The main reason? I fully expect Raquel Rodriguez to get interferent. Or to, interfere and win it for her.
No, I think Jade's winning it. I think your two winners are going to be... it's going to be it'll be Jade as Queen of the Ring, and it'll be Cody as King of the Ring.
Okay. I can see it, but just a note of warning, we're not doing this for Pick'ems next week, because screw blood money.
It's blood money. Yep. So, and of course, Solo asked Jacob Fatu to say, "I love you, Solo." Jacob Fatu, that's what Solo thinks of him.
Yes.
Jacob Fatu says, fuck no. You want it? He goes, you've been using me to get to this. You want this? Come get it. So we get Fatu versus Sokoa, the U.S. title at Night of Champions.
Yep. And then right after, JC Mateo comes out, starts beating down Jacob, and Fatu. Who comes out but Jimmy? Jimmy Uso, I think.
Yeah, Jimmy Uso. Interesting. Yeah. Sort of another bloodline tag team feud, which is fine. Okay. Then we get to the main event.
Yes. As we see Ron Killings, all killer, no filler, facing off against John Cena.
It's R-Truth. By the way, earlier on...
It is still R-Truth? Okay.
He's still R-Truth. Well, the music and the stuff is.
Right.
Okay. But Aleister Black was very upset that R-Truth interfered in his match earlier on.
Oh, no.
So there was a disqualification where Cena hits Ron in the head with the belt.
Yep.
No issue, right?
Of course.
Right in front of the ref.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Punk comes out. They have a little kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm.
He gets hit with the title and then puts him through a promo. And Cena gets
him through a promo?
Promo table, yes.
Oh, the Slim Jim table, yes. And then after that, he cuts a little bit of a promo. Something that almost went down this time 14 years ago.
Yes, and he goes
14 years at the end of this month on the 30th.
Yes, and then Punk, and he says, Punk, as you lay there in your most uncomfortable position, somebody is afraid of what I'm going to say. As you lay there in your most uncomfortable, I hope you can listen. I hope you can digest, because I have a lot to, before I leave here in 6 months with the WWE Championship, I got a whole lot of stuff. Get a whole lot of stuff off my chest. First things first, I don't hate you. I don't even dislike you. I like you. I like you more than anyone who you ever shared a locker room with, that's for sure. I hate this idea you're the best in the world. You're not. I'm the greatest of all time. You're better than me at one thing. You're the best bullshitter in the world. Oh, no, kiddos. John Cena just dropped the curse word, so that means the show is completely off the rails. Hey, Stu, shoot this. Hey, I'm broken the fourth wall. The truth is, Punk, I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous that you con these people
into believing the myth that you're the best in the world. Oh, they champer you. Hell, when they come out, they sing to you, and they don't believe a goddamn word you say, because you change your values as much as I change my t-shirts. And that's on the weekly, kids. You're just a loudmouth opportunist who will step on the necks of people who actually work hard if it gets you ahead. Where's the other camera? Hey, Claudio Castagnoli? Hey, Nick Nemeth? Hey, Macadorna? How are you guys doing? Jason, you still there?
Yeah, we're still on, baby.
All right.
He's eating.
So we need to stop right there real quick, because there is a reason why. Because Punk championed them, and look what happened. All three of them. He went into the he's eating up, he's on fire, the old NBA jam bits,
right? He's on fire. Yeah,
and there's nobody back there that's gonna cut my mic to save your ass, because I'm your only friend. Remember who gave you the stage for your pipe bomb, pal? And what have you done since with it then? You just regurgitate the same five microphone moves of doom. Your promo...
That's a great line, by the way. That's a great line.
And the next line is a tee-hee to some people. Your promo potato salad, pal. There's a reason I say tee-hee. Because on Reddit, if you look up reddit.com/r/JohnCena, guess what it is?
Why?
Pictures of potato salad. And if you go over to r/potato salad, you get pictures of John Cena.
Ah, nice.
Note, these have been around for a few years. 13 years, actually, for each of them.
Hey, you're no longer the voice of the voiceless. You're a freaking millionaire despite yourself. Which is true, if I'm
yes,
not mistaken.
Yes, this is true.
Okay. You're not punk. You're a capitalist. And you're not against TKO, dude. You're Mr. TKO because they knocked your balls technically off your body. Your tweets are strong. Your actions are weak. And in Saudi Arabia, you're going to face some loud music when I finally prove to the world, and each and every day, day in and day out, no days off for 25 years, bullshit, but okay.
Yeah,
I have been
bullshit.
The greatest of all time. See, they know, and they know you were the best in the world for 7 minutes 14 years ago. And after Night of Champions, you're still delusional enough to believe you're best in the world. Well, I guess it's a small world after all. You're welcome, Grand Rapids. Bring your A-game to Night of Champions, because if you can tell this building in Grand Rapids is any indication, the mood is starting to change because they cheered his ass. Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. I'm not going to do any more damage. You got to rest up. You got a big championship match. Ain't that right? The best of the world get a good shot against the greatest of all time for the most coveted prize in sports entertainment, the WWE Undisputed Championship. I know you'll sing. I know you'll chant. But I know even you idiots are smart enough to see the truth. The champ is here. Hey, USA, you can keep the extra 2.5 minutes. I don't need a bomb. Elvis has just left the motherfucking building. Thank you for letting me rip off your promo to make you look even more foolish. Damn!
That's the fire I've been looking for.
Shane?
Thoughts? Yeah, I'm in agreement. It was a damn good promo. Cena did well with it. I just wish he didn't have to throw in the friggin' Disney line near the end there. It's a small world after all. It's like Cena, you could have, you were going so well, and then PG just took over for a second.
But for Punk to say, "Hey, John, do this,"
mm-hmm,
because you know he asked, or he gave permission to do it.
Yeah.
What did you
think?
Yeah,
but I thought it was good. Cena nearly memorized it all word for word. You could tell he was thinking about some of the lines there, like, shit. It was that long ago. I can't remember that far back. What did he say it after this? But then he's gone in. If he really wanted to, like, put some packed in there, like, to make it seem like he was worried about them cutting off his microphone, he could have gone with motherfucking, but he went motherfudging. It's like, really? Come on,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he did go with motherfudging, actually.
You went Suther and Suckintash on us there, John.
He did his old lines from years ago, the old bologna cheese and whatever.
Like, you started off strong, like, you should have stopped after you got off the turnbuckle, I'll be honest with you. After the referee came and checked on him, he should have just put down the microphone and said, "I'm walking away." But he went a bit big dog early and said, "Yep, mother fudging."
It was fine. I love it because it was a callback, and a lot of people don't even remember the first one because it was 14 years
I
ago.
Still have a shirt for that one.
The pipe bomb is the greatest promo of all time.
It's close. I don't know if it's number one, but it's a top fiver for sure.
Hard Times is number one.
Yes, Hard Times is number one. Mm-hmm. So
Hard Times is number one.
Yeah,
I mean, Cena's best promo ever is a fromage to Cena. You know, the
pretty much.
But you know what? He killed it. He nailed it.
Yeah, I would say this is probably for him top three. Because I would assume something else is probably good. You know, the Bray Wyatt era stuff is probably decent enough, but I forget it because it's been 5 years.
I have to ask, does Does this make you want to watch the match more? Because it does for me.
It does, but it's still on Blood Money, so I won't.
I understand that. I want to watch it anyway, you know?
Yeah. That and also next Saturday I might be busy at that point. But we'll figure that out.
But yeah, I mean it's so after that we go to Fanatics Fest. Which is going on in New York City.
Yeah, this is the kickoff to SummerSlam, by the by.
This is actually a sports card show.
And also, should we talk about a minor bit of crossover with the BS Big Show?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Because, as you knew, WWE has a setup. And for people to do entrances. And other stuff too, but we'll get there in just a moment. But who does an entrance but Tom Brady? It wasn't a particularly great entrance. It was kind of eh.
He rips a Manning jersey, and then Manning goes over the top and beats the hell out of him.
Not really beats the hell out of him, but more or less gives him a flying hug from the back and pretends to hit him a few times.
Which was funny.
Yes. And no, that would be Eli, not Peyton or Koopa or Arch or any of the other ones that are currently in football. Arch?
Right. As you said, there was a kickoff to SummerSlam.
Yes.
Punk got to hold the same baby he held last year.
Dang.
Okay. You're older.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it? Seth threatened Jey Uso a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You had interviews from Rhea, Becky, Tiffy, Punk, Jay, and Triple H, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then also, there was one other thing that happened at Fanatics Fest that you missed.
And Cena, of course. By the way, Cena was a little bit facety-face in this.
Yeah, because at the same entrance ramp that we just talked about with Tom Brady, Cena did make an entrance. And who came up right behind him a few moments later than Seth Rollins? And CM Punk happened to catch it all, climbed out from the audience into
the entrance area.
And they had to separate Rollins and Punk.
Yeah, and that's why Night of Champions is going to be something that you're going to have to watch, because there are so many rumors and everything else going around about potentially LA Knight going over to Raw and getting traded over the Raw and. A whole bunch of other stuff. So if Seth cashes in, so Seth could cash in on Cena realistically if they want to go back down the Seth and Punk route. If Truth costs Cena the title in Saudi Arabia, Punk becomes WWE champion for all of 2 seconds before Seth stomps his head into the ground and cashes in on him. Right. Setting up for Punk versus Seth at SummerSlam, or even Punk versus Seth versus Cody at SummerSlam for a triple threat match. But so many possibilities.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just a little pensive right now. That's pretty good thoughts.
Yes. Oh, and some very interesting things. According to LFG premieres this season 2 premieres this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Undertaker, you know, Michelle McCool has replaced Mickie James. Undertaker has stated that he has been in talks to join the creative team.
Huh.
Apparently he's already been dabbling with the creative team. Apparently some of his creative process went into Money in the Bank.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah.
I mean, I'm not mad about it. I mean, he's one of the greatest wrestling minds there, especially when it comes to building a character and storytelling. So you'd be stupid not to take his advice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to check to see if we missed anything. Oh, I believe Elijah is injured.
Yes.
Is out with a torn tricep.
Tricep or bicep happened this last week on TNA. Also, Cedric Alexander has debuted in TNA, who faced off against Mustafa Ali.
Right, and we have Mila Moore and Jade Stone are signed
to TNA.
TNA, yeah.
Okay. So, if that's the wonder, sorry, my brain's just wondering, that's all, with Izzy, where is she going still? Because we don't know yet.
It's still early.
Yeah.
And the main event for Slammiversary here in Long Island in New York, July 20th, Trick Williams, Joe Hendry, the TNA Championship.
Oh boy.
Yep.
That's going to be interesting, especially with, you know, will they give it to Joe and Joe goes to WWE straight up, or will they keep it on Trick for a bit longer?
I don't know, but, little UFC action, because we all know our good friend VRM loves, supposedly Bones Jones has retired.
Yep. At the age of 37.
Also tonight, as we know it, the WWE, not the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards are happening right now.
Yes, the Kids Choice Awards are happening now.
And there are a couple of WWE people who are involved, which are Dwayne Johnson and Bad Bunny for nomination, and pretty much that's it.
Not a surprise.
So, yep. Yeah, we'll see if they get anything. They might. You never know.
Let me take a look, because let's see now. You're looking for wrestlers who have done or won stuff?
No. Those are the only ones right now. I'm just saying those.
Right, I'm just seeing if any of them have won anything, and it does not look like it. Nope. Okay.
Oh my god! Oh, and by the way, Katie Forbes is expecting twins with Rob Van Dam. Twin daughters.
Cool.
Okay.
I mean, there's a joke about yin yang twins in there somewhere.
Wait a minute. Wrong yin yang twins.
Yeah, but RVD's known for wearing the yin yang symbol on his singlets.
Yeah, with everything. I know what you mean. Like, I'm just being, well, yeah, weird as per usual.
Oh dear! But yeah. And we also had the debut of we had the contract signing of Blake Munro this week.
Yeah,
last week.
Getting this week, signing the contract against JC Jane and her title, and she got put through a table for her efforts.
Oh, speaking of AEW, by the way, I'm sorry, just I don't know what Tony Khan is smoking. Okay. He isn't worried about what happens when the, because Warner Brothers Discovery is splitting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said, and I quote, "I know that for AEW, for both sides of where Warner Brothers is going, we have great relationships with everybody at the top, both at Global Network Streaming Studios. Zaslav put our deal together. Gunner is who will be running Global Networks is also involved as the CFO. And the two of them and Bruce Campbell really negotiated this deal with AEW and myself and my team. Hmm. So on both sides, we've got the great relationships and both sides that really love AEW have come to be great partners with AEW. For us, it's been a big year in 2025, and now we're on both sides of the equation. We're a big part of TBS and TNT, the crown jewels of the Global Network side, and now we're also part of the streaming and studios with streaming every week. So it's exciting."
Hmm.
Oh, and of course, Tony says that the audience is still growing. I don't see how, but okay.
I mean, the thing is, from what I've seen online, or AEW is improving, and they also just got their highest ratings of the year without Max.
Okay.
Just short of 750,000. That, and also, AEW is still a major ticket internationally. The reason...
Domestically, not so much.
They are understanding where they are. Internationally, this last week, they got more people in the building than Triple Mania did. And that's legitimate. 14,000 against 12. By the way,
Los Garza won the AAA tag team titles, didn't they?
Oh! Humberto y Angel? Nice.
Yes. Hey.
So, that's nice. But yeah, I honestly believe AEW, if they can improve stuff, as in get the belt off of the Death Riders.
As in just get rid of the Death Riders altogether and kill the stable because it makes no fucking sense.
And move on at this point. I honestly believe AEW could come back as a most improved promotion of the year. Because things are starting to gel.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
I know you don't, but it's more of a... Hangman is actually feeling like a real player.
Bring back Darby Allin. Make MJF.
Coming soon.
Yes, coming soon. I'm with you. Coming soon.
If he doesn't find another mountain to climb in the meantime.
What's her name? Anyway,
K2.
Let's be honest here. Yes, AEW is doing well in certain areas. You can't deny that. They do have great talent there. Like the fact that we're going to be seeing Kenny Omega versus Kazuchika Okada
one last time
in the States.
Probably
like in the States. That match alone, it's undeniable. That match alone is going to be the reason why people go to All In.
Yes,
right.
That match alone is going to be why people go to All In. Hangman versus Moxley. But fair enough, like that's a good match as long as you do the right thing and give Hangman his fucking flowers and give him the fucking belt.
Yeah.
But
have a nice long vacation.
Yeah. Give us time to build up some new rivalries other than everything with the Death Riders.
Yes.
But they're doing things correctly, but then, like I said, they're doing things badly, in which case, one, you're letting your talent run the ship, and we've talked about this multiple times on the show.
Yeah.
They did that at WCW, and you saw what happened with WCW.
Or you even worse, the people behind or doing the or creative become the talent.
Yes, the Bucks have become the new The Bucks have become the new Vince Russo. So congratulations to the Bucks.
Pretty much.
But the company's got talent. I love watching AEW. They do good matches. Small things that they need to fix.
Yeah.
This like the stuff with Mercedes, Monet, Hogan, whatever you want to call her. Look, Mercedes is a great talent. Don't get me wrong. But
is she though?
Her having
yes.
No, she mate. She's a good female wrestler. Like you can't deny that. She had great matches with Charlotte, Becky, all the rest of them in WWE. The fact is, I think, and this is not a knock on some of the women there in AEW, but I think her stock got diminished a little bit because she got put into ring with women that either A, had not trained enough, or B, were not to Sasha or to Monet's standard to the point where it made her look bad.
Mm-hmm. Porsche, yeah, so, you're right.
Like, because she got put in there with people who were green as goose shit.
Yeah.
And she had to carry the match, which she's not used to doing because she's used to being in there with people who are actually properly trained.
Well,
she can
it isn't just that, but
things.
Also either properly trained or have commensurate experience.
The problem is,
AEW, they don't have that commensurate experience, and now I worry a little bit for WWE, but not a ton, especially since they don't get as many reps as they normally do because house shows are largely dead.
And that's due to something I've already talked about on my TikTok a lot. I don't know if that what I put on there was true, but the pricing alone, I was like, fuck that.
The pricing.
But, yeah, the pricing situation is what's killing WWE at the moment.
Yes.
Because you're letting TKO run the ship instead of listening to the fans. You're letting a money conglomerate take over your business where they're more worried about X's and O's rather than anything else.
Bean counters counting the beans instead of paying attention to what's in front of them.
Exactly, because it's the oldest rule in the book here. Without wrestlers, there are no fans, but without fans, there are no wrestlers.
Yep. Correct.
It is a partnership.
Yeah. For example, coming up here in Perth. You did post this a little while ago. The ticket prices for the highest or the front row seats.
Hang on. I don't know if that is 100% legitimate. I have had people in my comments section who are part of the pre-sale thing,
mm-hmm.
who have said that the most expensive tickets that they've seen for this event is third row, and that was 7,000. And even replied back to them saying, "Well, look, even 7,000 in Australian is too steep, because when you've got people in other states who have to fly over to Perth to go watch this event,
right,
people
you guys
are going
six,
to be
right? six.
Yeah, like it's going to be easily if you're paying 7,000." You'll be paying easily $9,000 to $10,000 just to go to this event, and that's not including Raw and SmackDown as well that are going to be over here.
Yes, because the rumor numbers are that 15,000 US for the
which
front
is which
row.
I stated is yeah for the elite one which I stated is $23,000 Australian.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
That's highway
that's
robbery.
That's per person. Now,
but people no, will
oh,
pay.
Yeah, yes, yeah, people will pay, but and that's the thing. If that's just for the one event, that is way more than fucking highway robbery, because people are going to have to get loans out or put a mortgage on their house just to go to this damn event.
Yeah. Either that, what? Or you're going to have the whales, you know, like green shirt guy, wind up getting those seats. Those that have more money than common sense.
Well, he hasn't actually been at much shows lately, so people are starting to think that the whales ran dry at the moment. So.
The question is, though, who else? Because I know there's bound to be millionaires in that front row who will wind up.
Oh, absolutely. There'll be people who can afford to pay it. But like I said, I don't get, if that's legit, the pricing, I can justify it if that's like a package deal pricing to sit front row for Crown Jewel, Raw, and SmackDown,
because
it's all happening in that one arena. That's fine. I can live with that. But if this is just for Crown Jewel, I can't justify that. Due to the fact this is Crown Jewel, this isn't one of the big four. I can maybe justify it for a SummerSlam. I can definitely justify it for a WrestleMania, but I can't justify it for Crown Jewel, which is just a event that we're getting from Saudi Arabia, because they're getting Night of Champions. So it's like,
and the Royal Rumble in 2026. Don't forget that.
Oh yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's countries that do not have deep pockets are not going to get these big events because they're not going to be able to afford them. That's why you're getting Mania in Vegas again, because Vegas has the money to spend to friggin' get this event 2 years in a row.
Indeed. I don't mean to cut you short, but I have to get off myself here. So if you two, I'll just talk my specific plugs and then you two
right on
face it home, of course. WLTI, we are 4 episodes away from 500. BS will return in about a month with the training camps. And of course, all the artists that we loved. And just credit the artists and make sure you pay them well and make sure you don't fall for any AI.
Yes.
I got to go. I will talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Shane, do you have anything to promote?
No, unfortunately, nothing to promote.
Not even your TikTok at all, C-Acehole?
Oh, yes, yes. If you guys want to hear my ramblings outside of this place, then yes, please add me on TikTok at AussieAcehole, where I get a bit more sweary and everything compared to here. So, if you can believe such a thing.
Yeah, I can't really, because you do swear a fair bit, I must admit. So do I. Go figure. But for me, it was a thing on TV this week. Charles in Charge. Wait a minute. Wasn't that a 5-season show? Yes, it was. But we're talking about the failed season 1 on CBS that wound up finishing 3rd in its time slot every single week. Next week, it's looking like we're going to finally get to The Popcorn Kid, a 1987 miniseries about a teenager working at a movie theater. You can find all of that, of course, on itwasathenaontv.com, but you can find me right here. So, for Jason Block, for, of course, Shane Bad News Beeman, I am Stat Boy Josh Henniger. Please tune in next week, where we'll probably talk about Blood Money, even though we may or may not want to.